Banking operations across India were adversely affected on Tuesday by a countrywide strike by the employees of public sector banks. The strike, which was against the government's proposed banking reforms, had been called by the unions under the aegis of United Forum of Bank Unions. Financial services such as foreign exchange transactions, check clearance and sanctions of loans were badly hit.
Strike is basically towards the, you know, unclear or ambiguous policies of the central government, wherein they are pushing banks towards mergers and all without explaining us the basic cause, why it would, you know, give us why it would be beneficial to us.
Thousands of bank employees attended a massive demonstration in New Delhi despite heavy rain. The protesters said privatization would result in denial of loans to sectors such as agriculture, rural development and education. The strike had a marginal impact on the business here in the capital city, as many private banks continued their activities. But the government banks remained closed, impacting the business across the country. In Mumbai, India's financial capital, hundreds of thousands of bank employees joined the strike, bringing the banking services to a standstill. The strike affected more than 40,000 branches of public sector banks.
All the PSU banks, the public sector banks and old generation private sector banks, like South Indian Bank, Nainital Bank, Federal Bank and PSU banks, all state bank, every bank is shut now. And this time the clearing is also shut. Last time we had allowed clearing to go on, even everything is shut. So 10 lakh bank employees have joined this protest, and for last 2 months, in every state, every district.
The proposed strike comes after talks with central government failed on Friday. The bank unions have a 17-point charter demands, but their main demand is adequate capital for the public sector. Many employees also demand compensation of extra work done during the demonetization of high-value currency notes earlier this year. They have vowed to continue their protest till the government gives in to their demands. Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.